Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5:30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at the headlines. 6 of 11 closed beds at Killybegs Community Hospital are set to be reopened during the summer. A judge says the historical sexual offences trial of former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson's on track to begin next week. A West Donegal councillor is calling for crash barriers to be installed at the Coyles Buses Corner in Brunelagh. And a district judge at Derry Magistrates Court today ruled that four people had a case to answer as regards their taking part in an illegal parade in support of Palestine, while the case against local councillor Sean Harkin was dismissed. All these stories in full and more coming up, and we'll have a full update of all the sport at around 6:15. But first, 6 of 11 closed beds at Killybegs Community Hospital are set to be reopened during the summer. This was confirmed by Minister of State for Older People Kieran O'Donnell in the Shannon today. He was replying to Donegal Senator Manus Boyle, who raised the issue, saying it was worrying that only two extra beds have been made available since December. Senator Boyle also noted how crucial this facility is for older people.
Community hospitals, as you know, Minister, are a vital part for older people and families. They want to be close to their loved ones at home. People in Killybegs, Kilcare, Carrick, Glencullum Kill, Ardrad, Lentish, Dunkinelly, they deserve a clear plan and a timeline of the reopening of these beds as soon as possible. Minister, as you know, every week I get phone calls to my office and myself for patients looking for beds in Killybegs Community Hospital. We have to travel a long distance to Letterkenny. It might be an hour, 2 hours of a round trip, the same to Sligo. These beds are the hospitals here. All we need is the staff, Minister. Is there any chance we can get this up and going as soon as possible? Because the people of this area really rely on this hospital, and we deserve the beds there. There's nothing worse than somebody ringing you and you can't get them into the community hospital in Killybegs, and the money might need a bit of respite for a couple of weeks, so that, you know, they give the people at home a wee bit of a time to themselves. So I appeal to you, Minister, to try and help me to get these 13 beds up and going again.
Minister O'Donnell gave this update on staffing and beds.
Three nurses are currently progressing through the recruitment system. One has a confirmed start date, and two are undergoing employment clearances. Additionally, one multitask attendant is currently at job acceptance stage. It was anticipated that these staff members will take up posts between June and July coming 2026, along for the opening of six beds, six of the 11. In addition, a further multitask attendant recruitment campaign specifically targeting Killybegs Community Hospital is planned in the coming weeks, along for the opening of the remaining five beds, demonstrating the continued focus and commitment to addressing staff shortfalls. The HSE has also engaged with employment agencies to explore the provision of staff to support reopening of beds. Unfortunately, agency capacity in the Killybegs area remains very limited. Despite these challenges, the service continues to actively pursue all available avenues to secure the necessary workforce. I'd like to assure Senator Boyle that I, along with the Department of Health, the HSE, are fully committed to addressing these issues and ensure that Killybegs Community Hospital is operating at full capacity at the earliest possible time. The HSE have committed to reopening all of the closed beds on a phased basis, pending successful recruitment of staff. And as I've stated already, looking to open six of the 11 beds once the staff are in place in June and July.
And the full exchange between Senator Boyle and Minister O'Donnell can be heard on our website, highlandradio.com. A judge says the historical sexual offences trial of former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson's on track to begin next week. Judge Paul Ramsay's told Newry Crown Court he's hopeful the process of swearing a jury in the case will begin on May 26th. Proceedings against Mr. Donaldson and his wife Eleanor Donaldson have been delayed twice due to medical issues related to her. Mr. Donaldson, who's 63, has pleaded not guilty to 18 alleged offences. Eleanor Donaldson, who's 59, also denies charges against her of aiding and abetting. A West Donegal councillor is calling for crash barriers to be installed at the Coyles Buses Corner in Brunelagh. Speaking on today's Greg Hughes Show, Councillor John Hamish O'Farrie said it's a blind corner with a 20-foot drop on one side and has been the site of numerous accidents, the most recent of them on Sunday night last. Councillor O'Farrie says he'll continue to raise the issue.
An accident happened here on Sunday night where a car went off the road at Kyle's Buses. They call the corner. There's a 20-foot drop and there's young children living at the adjacent house at this corner. Luckily, it happened at night. You can imagine if it was during the day, children out playing in the back of the house there and with their trampoline and everything. And I'm raising this all the time in relation to, you know, crash barriers at certain locations. And this is one area that I feel that the Donegal County Council will need to put a crash barrier, because it is a dangerous corner. If you're, it's a left-hand bend going into it, and on one side there's a wall which you are blinded, that there's no line of vision as you go around the corner to see oncoming traffic or pedestrians either.
A district judge at Derry Magistrates Court today ruled that four people had a case to answer as regards their taking part in an illegal parade in support of Palestine, while the case against local councillor Sean Harkin was dismissed. Today, District Judge Conor Heaney said that on February 14, 2024, after a vigil in the Diamond, protesters had marched down Shipkey Street to the Guild Hall in a peaceful and orderly manner, but he was satisfied a procession had taken place, even though police had given several warnings in relation to the illegality of the procession. As regards the fifth person, Councillor Sean Harkin, Judge Heaney ruled that he had no case to answer. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information regarding two fatal collisions in Donegal at the weekend. The first outside Donegal town on Saturday afternoon led to the deaths of 30-year-old Caelan Bush from Letterbarrow and Leon Shovlin, who was in his 20s and originally from Ardrah. The second, which happened at Ardmore, Muff, led to the death of 25-year-old Ashley Harkin from Kilmore in Derry. On today's Greg Hughes Show, Garda Grainne Doherty made this appeal.
Gardaí are renewing their appeal for witnesses following a fatal two-vehicle road traffic collision. It occurred on the N15 at Birch Hill, County Donegal, on Saturday the 16th of May. Gardaí and emergency services were alerted to the incident involving two vehicles shortly after 2 p.m. Two men in one of these vehicles, aged in their 20s and 30s, were pronounced deceased at the scene. Two other occupants of that same vehicle, a man and a woman in their 20s, were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment of injuries believed to be non-life-threatening. Two occupants from the other vehicle, a man and a woman in their 40s, were brought to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. So Gardaí are appealing to anybody who might have witnessed this collision to come forward. Road users who may have camera footage, including dash cam, and who were travelling in that area between 1:30 p.m. and 2:30 p.m. are asked to make this footage available to investigating Gardaí. Anybody with any information are asked to contact Donegal Town Garda Station on 074-974-0190.
Also an appeal in relation to the fatal collision in Moff.
Yes, Gardaí are appealing for witnesses following a fatal single vehicle road traffic collision. This occurred on the R238 at Ardmore Moff on Saturday the 16th of May. The collision involving a car occurred at around 9:45 p.m. The driver and the only occupant of the car, a man in his 20s, was brought by ambulance to Atnagalvin Hospital and he was later pronounced deceased. Gardaí are appealing for any witnesses to this collision to come forward, and road users again who may have camera footage, including dash cam, and who were travelling on the R238 at Ardmore Muff between 9:30 p.m. and 10 p.m. are asked to make this footage available to Gardaí. Anybody with any information are asked to contact Buncrana Garda Station on 932-0540 and again the Garda Confidential line on 1800 666 111 or any Garda Station.
The PSNI has confirmed the man who died following a two-vehicle collision on the Clannaboggan Road in Oma on Sunday was 38-year-old Adrian Slevin from the Dromore area. They say inquiries are continuing and anyone who witnessed the collision or who may have any information or footage is being asked to come forward. Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan is being asked to change the rules governing how the Community Safety Fund operates. Letterkenny Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh is proposing that Donegal County Council partner with Cardula Kayla to apply for the fund for money to employ park wardens in the town. Previous applications were unsuccessful due to the scope of the fund, which redirects assets and money seized by the Criminal Assets Bureau into local projects. Councillor Kavanagh wants the scope of the fund to be expanded to allow for the employment of park wardens.
The fact that the town park uses the changing places facility and the toilets at Cardula Kayla, I just thought about an ideal project that maybe we could use to get wardens for the park, which is something that I've been asking for many years, particularly for the summer months. Unfortunately, that isn't covered by the fund this year, but I'm hoping that the fund will be widened to take in things like that in the future. So I'm hoping that we can make an application to the Community Safety Fund again for that. Or if not, for another suitable project between those two bodies, between Carriage of Killa and the Town Park, because they're both sharing the same space, and I think there's a great opportunity to get funding there. Now, the council and Carriage of Killa did meet on this, and I thank them for that. They sat down and they tried to work a way around this and try to get an application together, but it wasn't to be this year. But I'm hoping very much, and I hope to speak to the minister in the meantime and see if the criteria for that fund can maybe be widened next year to allow for things like the park wardens and so on. The scheme runs for generally for 2 years, and I think that would be an ideal length of time to see if park wardens would actually work successfully in the park. There's a lot of vulnerable users using the park and using the Carriage of the Killa facilities. It's something I would like to see progress. So I hope that we can do that in the future, Ryan, and that we keep an open mind on this and look maybe to put an application together for next year.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to start your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It is 16 minutes to 6 on Highland Radio, and Oisín Kelly's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Ryan. We're going to start with cross-channel football. Pep Guardiola will take charge of what could be the second last game at Manchester City tonight as they play Bournemouth. It's been widely reported that the Spaniard is set to leave the Etihad after 10 years. The club have refused to comment as they focus on cutting Arsenal's lead at the top of the table to just 2 points. City fans gathering at the Etihad today say that Pep, if he does go, he will be greatly missed.
It was heartbreaking, really. He's been the best manager of all time.
I think everyone sort of knew it was going to happen, but no one really wanted to believe it. And still now, the club haven't announced it yet, so still really don't want to believe it.
I was in Istanbul, and I remember saying, if we never win anything again, I don't care, because what we've done under this man is unbelievable.
Well, Bournemouth could help Arsenal seal the league title tonight with a win over City. That's Bournemouth boss Andone Iraola's last home game in charge. And he says he has important work still to do.
Probably after the game could be emotional, yes, definitely. The thing is, right now I'm not thinking on those things, because the challenge of the game is so big that you focus on how we can hurt Man City, how we can stop them.
Also this evening, Tottenham head to Chelsea, and 1-1 will ensure their Premier League survival with a game to spare. Spurs have won just once in 40 visits to Stamford Bridge, going back to 1990. Spurs' all-time leading goal scorer is Harry Kane. He's currently playing his football in Germany, but he is confident that his former side can survive.
I'll be watching, obviously. It's going to be a nerve-wracking couple of games for sure, but they've looked a lot better in the last few games, that's no doubt, and picked up some good results. So yeah, now it's about just doing it in the final two games.
Republic of Ireland international Robbie Brady will leave Preston North End at the conclusion of the season. The left-back made 105 appearances over 4 seasons with the club. Cristiano Ronaldo is set to make his 6th appearance at a World Cup after being named in Portugal's squad for this summer's competition. The 41-year-old will become the first ever player to achieve the feat should he appear. He scored in his 5 previous tournaments. Southampton striker Ross Stewart surprised call-up to Scotland's World Cup squad after 4 years out. Teenager Finlay Curtis keeps his place, while Ben Gannon-Doakes also included in the 26-man lineup. At 43 years of age, Hearts' Craig Gordon is one of 3 goalkeepers on Steve Clarke's list. The country's most capped players, captain Andy Robertson and Aston Villa's John McGinn, are there as well. In golf, Graham McDowell will make his first appearance in 6 years next month at a major championship. The Portrushman came through a 36-hole qualifier in Dallas to book a place at the US Open in Shinnecock Hills. The Antrim native lifted the trophy at Pebble Beach in 2010, which remains his only major title to date. Now to horse racing news coming from Cork this evening, that Luke McAteer is in the winner's enclosure. The Donegal jockey won on board all sorts at 6-1 for trainer David Moran earlier this afternoon. In Gaelic Games, former Kerry player manager Eamon Fitzmaurice was among the guests on last night's DL debate here in Highland. He joined Brendan Devaney to look ahead to Saturday's meeting of Kerry and Donegal in the All-Ireland Championship. And noting that Kerry have been without some of their big players this season, he says he doesn't expect many of them to be ready to make a return for this weekend's big game.
I'm not sure that too many of the lads that were missing the last day are going to be back for Saturday's game. I think there's still injury issues, and there might have even been one or two added to it from the Munster final. So the quality of the players that are missing, as well as the numbers, you know, the likes of Bruno Beaglioch, Joe O'Connor, Shawnee Shea, Shane Ryan, Paul Gainey missing the last day, Tom Sullivan. All these fellas are, you know, either current or former All-Stars, so they're really top quality players with loads of experience. I would suggest, though, in fairness, that playing Cork is one thing, and playing a Donegal team that are coming down, who won't be happy with the fact that they were knocked out of the Ulster Championship, is a different thing entirely. So those lads, if they're getting thrown in at the deep end again on Saturday, obviously they'll have learned a lot in the Munster final, but they'll learn a huge amount more against Donegal.
That's Eamon Fitzmaurice, who was talking to Brendan Devaney in the DL debate, which you can listen back to now on the Highland Radio website. And of course, just to remind you, if you're not in Kerry on Saturday, tune Highland Radio's way. We will, of course, have full match coverage from Killarney as from the 3 o'clock start. In rugby, Ulster, Munster and Connacht will kick off their next URC campaigns with home games in the opening round. On a Friday, the 25th of September, Connacht will host the Stormers and Ulster will face Edinburgh and Belfast. Munster get their campaign underway against Glasgow at Thomond Park on the Saturday, the 26th. And on the same day, Leinster will open their season in South Africa as they face the Lions. And that's your sport for today. We'll have more tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news, Ryan.
Thanks, Oisin. Crohn's and Colitis Ireland says living with inflammatory bowel disease is something no one should have to face alone. To mark World IBD Day, the charity has launched a new campaign called It Takes a Village. Around 50,000 people in Ireland are currently living with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. Victoria Spillane, Chief Operating Officer with the group, explains how IBD affects people.
So IBD, or the fuller term for it, inflammatory bowel disease, is the umbrella term for Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. Crohn's disease affects anywhere from the mouth down to the back passage, whereas ulcerative colitis then is localised to the large intestine. Both cause severe inflammation of the gut, along with ulceration of the gut and bleeding. And within that then, it affects people's day-to-day lives, being flexible to allow people to go to their appointments without that kind of anxiety. I think when there is the fear of what will the teacher say, you know, what will even university professors say, what will my boss say, that adds in an added layer of stress that, to be honest, we don't need to have in our lives, because stress is a big trigger for inflammatory bowel disease as well.
Gardaí and Milford are investigating reports of a fight at the Rathmullen Abbey ruins on Wesleyan Street on Saturday, May 9th. It's understood the fight involved a number of male youths and happened between approximately 5:30 and 6 p.m. on the day. One of the youths sustained non-life-threatening injuries, which had to be treated at Letterkenny University Hospital. Police in Surrey in the UK are investigating two separate allegations of child sexual abuse following the release in America of files related to Jeffrey Epstein. One report relates to the late 1980s and the other the mid-1990s to 2000. No arrests have been made. A debate has been held in the Assembly at Stormont relating to the recent election results in England, Scotland and Wales. The motion put forward by the SDLP seeks to recognise how the rise of Nigel Farage's Reform UK party could impact the islands. During the debate, West Drone MLA Daniel McCrossan criticised the executive parties, in particular the DUP and Sinn Féin. He said that in the time both parties have been in power, things have only got worse.
But I think it's high time that if we're really going to have a meaningful discussion about the future of this place, that unionism is honest with itself. The UK is a disastrous mess, and it isn't delivering for people on the ground. If you look at waiting lists, if you look at the state of our schools, if you look at the state of our roads, if you look at the state of Northern Ireland, and if it's not the British government, then maybe the DUP needs to look closer to home and how they have presided over this place for almost 20 years in government, with Sinn Féin in government, and delivered very little. In fact, things have gotten worse, much worse. And Mr Buckley also says, Madam Speaker, earlier that people aren't talking about the constitutional question. Well, you might be right that they're not talking about it on a daily basis, but they are certainly challenging where we are today, because this place isn't working. And then I'll tell you what they are talking about, Mr Buckley, Madam Speaker, is how useless the DUP and Sinn Féin are in government, about how useless their ministers are to deliver on anything, about how they cram in legislation at the end of a mandate so they look as though they're doing something meaningful, how they reverse then after the election, should it be car parking charges or anything else. The truth is, you two in government are the greatest advert for why we need change, why we need to move to a new Ireland, why we need to get away from this orange and green chaos of distraction, because you can deliver absolutely nothing.
A Midlands North West MEP is calling on the EU to fund a sepsis awareness campaign, saying families and campaigners should not have to carry the burden of public education alone. Kieran Mullooly told the European Parliament this week that too many families only learn about sepsis after tragedy has struck, citing two campaigners in the northeast of the country who run their own campaign, inspired by their own family experience. Mr. Mullooly told the Parliament that sepsis awareness belongs not just in hospitals, but in classrooms, sports clubs and communities right across Ireland and Europe.
700,000 people die every year from sepsis in the EU. And in Ireland, 3,000 deaths are linked to this condition. That's 8 deaths per day in a very small country. Sepsis is a medical emergency and requires immediate hospitalisation. Yet some people are still blissfully unaware of it. They don't recognise it. I recently met with Katrina Flanagan and Hannah Tormey, who are at the forefront of setting up NESA, the North East Sepsis Awareness Campaign in Ireland. Katrina lost her mother of sepsis at only 60. Hannah's young daughter thankfully survived, but has post-sepsis syndrome. And NESA are calling for the introduction of post-sepsis clinics and an awareness campaign in communities because no age group are immune to sepsis. So I say these women drive around the North East at a cost to themselves to educate communities and schools, creating videos and new signs with the symptoms of sepsis. Sepsis is preventable. The timing of getting help is crucial. So I say we must raise awareness of the signs and the symptoms by putting targeted education campaigns into schools, clubs and communities. We are spending money in Europe on sepsis therapeutics. We must now spend money on sepsis awareness campaigns, because at the end of the day, prevention is key to solving this major issue and saving lives.
And the weather: there will be further scattered showers this evening. Some will be heavy and thundery with hail, especially in eastern parts. It will be generally cloudy with limited sunny spells, all in light to moderate southwesterly winds. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some scattered showers persisting. Lowest temperatures of 8 to 10 degrees with mostly light to moderate southwesterly winds. These veering westerly towards morning, strengthening fresh to strong along western coasts. A look back at this evening's main stories. 6 of 11 closed beds at Killybegs Community Hospital are set to be reopened during the summer. This was confirmed by Minister of State for Older People, Kieran O'Donnell, in the Shannon today. He was replying to Donegal Senator Manus Boyle, who raised the issue, saying it was worrying that only 2 extra beds have been made available since December. Senator Boyle noted how crucial the facility is for older people. The full exchange between the two men is available on our website, highlandradio.com. A judge says the historical sexual offences trial of former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson's on track to begin next week. Judge Paul Ramsey's told Newry Crown Court he's hopeful the process of swearing a jury in the case will begin on May the 26th. Proceedings against Mr. Donaldson and his wife Eleanor Donaldson have been delayed twice due to medical issues related to her. Mr. Donaldson, who's 63, has pleaded not guilty to 18 alleged offences. Eleanor Donaldson, who's 59, also denies charges against her on aiding and abetting. A West Donegal councillor is calling for crash barriers to be installed at the Coyles Buses corner in Brinlac. Speaking on today's Greg Hughes Show, Councillor John Hamish O'Farrie said it's a blind corner with a 20-foot drop on one side and has been the site of numerous accidents, the most recent of them on Sunday night last. Councillor O'Farrie says he'll continue raising the issue. And a district judge at Derry Magistrates Court today ruled that 4 people had a case to answer as regard their taking part in an illegal parade in support of Palestine, while the case against local councillor Sean Harkin was dismissed. Today, District Judge Conor Heaney said that on February 14, 2024, after a vigil in the Diamond, protesters had marched down Shipkey Street to the Guildhall in a peaceful and orderly manner. But he was satisfied a procession had taken place, even though police had given several warnings in relation to the illegality of the procession. As regards a 5th person, Councillor Sean Harkin, Judge Heaney ruled that he had no case to answer. That is all for the newsroom for now. Back with news again at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, May the 19th. The death has occurred of Breach ní Wailing, Graz, Austria, and formerly of Downings in Galway. A private funeral service and cremation will take place in Graz. The death has taken place of Katrina Sweeney, Corrie, Portsallan, Fanid. Katrina's remains will repose at her late residence until after the rosary this evening, and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. until after the rosary at 9 p.m. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Requiem Mass will be held at St. Columbus Church Mass Mount at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Ruth McIntosh, née Gallagher, Carmoney, Cranford. There will be a bus at the community centre in Cranford each evening from 5 p.m. onwards. Funeral at Carrigard Church of Ireland on Thursday at 2 p.m. and burial in the adjoining churchyard afterwards. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice or to any family member. Family time from 9 p.m. each night to 12 noon each day and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Leon Shovlin, number 14 Glenview, Ardra. Remains reposing at his residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the family plot in Kilrain Graveyard, Glenties. House private, please, to family and close friends. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.